Identifying animal sign can increase your odds when you're hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Looking for signs of game and knowing how to read them can mean the difference between a stocked or empty freezer. Who better to tell us what to look for? Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
When we go through our hunter ed and thing like that, we know we have a lot of new hunters out there who could use a little hand that's beyond the basics. And that's just a real good little primer to figure out what you're seeing on the ground and how it relates to what left it there on the ground. And knowing the difference between a moose and an elk and a deer from their tracks and from their scat is obviously a pretty handy thing when you're out in the field this fall hunting. So, you know, folks can take a look at that and probably learn something. And next time they're out, if they don't know already, have a pretty good idea, because, you know, certain sizes and shapes are very unique to a certain animal.
Reading animal sign can be a bit tricky. For example, how old is the track, rubbing, or scat? It might not be possible to get an exact time when a sign was left, but you can get an idea if a sign is relatively new or several months old. Example, new tracks will have sharp edges, older tracks will have rounded edges and look larger from erosion. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.